Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we want to bless your name and thank you, Lord, for another year that you have already allowed us to be and to walk into. Therefore, Father, in your matchless name, we want to declare that this is the day that you have made. And, Father, we are choosing to rejoice therein. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we move and flow, even in this year, 2018, we want to declare and decree that we are the healed of the Lord. Father, we want to declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you are our strength and you are our all in all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare clarity in our lives, in every situation, in every circumstances. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that there shall be angelic visitation that shall take place in our life on a daily basis. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to decree and declare in your name, Father, that there shall be a hedge of protection over our lives and over our family and over everything that you have given us charge over. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare abundance. Hey, Rabo Shanda, Rabo Shata. We decree, hey, Jesus, we decree and declare in your name, Lord, that the increase shall flow and it shall come and it will be unhindered in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that our loved ones are surrounded and encompassed by your love and by your anointing and by your power. We decree in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there shall be new connections, powerful connections, divine connections that shall take place in the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree in the name of Jesus there shall be a new joy that we shall all experience in 2018, Father. Father, we decree and we declare, Father, that 2018 shall be our year of the breakthrough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we shall bear fruit that shall bring about change and that shall produce a harvest for us. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus, Father, that you are our life. Therefore, Father, we decree that it is in you that we live. It is in you that we move. It is in you, Father, that we shall have our perfect being. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus, new relationships in our lives, Father, right relationships in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare the turnaround shall take place in our life, the turnaround concerning our finances, the turnaround concerning our family, the turnaround concerning relationships, the turnaround even concerning our churches, Father, and our leadership in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare double portion. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Lord, that you are righting the wrongs on our behalf, Father. We decree in the name of Jesus, Father, that you are a lamp upon our feet, Father, and you are leading us and you are guiding us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are our good shepherd. And Father, we have no need nor want for anything. Father, we decree and declare, Lord, that you're shifting situations around for our betterment, Father. We decree, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that the sick shall be healed. We decree in the name of Jesus, Father, that the poor in the Boshata shall be rich in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, new opportunities shall show up in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, that you will give us 2020 vision, 2020 eyesight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree, Lord, that there shall be new manifestations that shall show up in our life in the name of Jesus. We decree doors of opportunity shall swing wide open for us, Father. We decree, Father, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We decree, Father, that whatever our hands shall touch, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we decree and declare those that are oppressed and depressed, they shall rise up in a new strength, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the chains that have been holding them down shall fall away. We decree it to be so in your name of Jesus. You said to ask, and it shall be given. You said to to seek and we shall find. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and we declare, Father, that all shall be well, because you have already made us the head and not the tail. Therefore, Father, we rise up in your power and in your anointing this day and even in this year as we move forward, Father. We thank you, Lord, for life. We decree life, life begetting life, in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Prophetess Darlene, open up the lines so we can begin to pray in the Holy of Lord.
And Father God, we just come to you, Lord God, for we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God, for we chase after you, Father God, no matter what we have to do. Lord God, we seek more and more of you, Lord God, and we thank you, Father God, for the harvest that is plentiful, Father God, and we ask that you send the harvesters, Lord God, we send the laborers, Lord God, to come forth and bring more people to you, Lord God, to bring more people to your kingdom, Lord God, as we begin to seek your face, Lord God. Continue to show us what it is that you would have us to do in this earth, Lord God. Continue to reveal the divinity and the plans that you have for your people, Lord God. Thank you for being the light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. Thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. Thank you for the direction, Lord God. Thank you for the guidance, Lord God. Thank you for the financial stability, Lord God. Thank you for the debt cancellation, Lord God. Thank you for the healing that you're bringing to your people, Lord God. Thank you for touching the lives of those who are on the prayer list, Lord God, and bringing them up and out of the situation that they're in, Lord God. Thank you for removing the negativity from around us, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to continue to stay focused on you and pressing towards the high mark, Lord God, and closing our ears to the negativity and not allowing things to be said us, Lord God, because we're walking in your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for the Comforter, the Holy Ghost that you sent forth to us, Lord God. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient, Lord God. We thank you for the movement of your people, Lord God, and we thank you for the inspiration, the innovation, the money-making ideas, the winning ventures, Lord God. We thank you for the entrepreneurship, the new businesses, the new income. We thank you, Father God, for crowning our year with glory. We thank you, Father God, for your favor. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy. And we thank you, Father God, for the new grace and the new mercies that we wake up and that we see every morning, Lord God. And I thank you for the sweet peace that you will give us, Lord God, as we continue to move on. And we thank you for allowing us to see another year, Lord God. We just thank you for all of the favor that you have us, Lord God. And thank you for forgiving us for our sins, for we not know we do. And, Father God, we just love you, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together in this new year, Lord God, and agree in prayer. And I pray your blessing upon each one on the line, Lord God, and your favor and blessings upon our families, Father. And I pray that you will help each one of us, Lord God, to, as Pastor Prophetess Deborah spoke at the beginning, to pick one thing and stay focused on that for this year, that we'll not try to multitask, but be able to stay focused on what you put in our hearts to do, each one of us, Lord God, and see manifestation and breakthrough in this new year, Father God. Thank you that you are continuing to give wisdom and insight and discernment, Father. Help us to continue to grow and know you and your ways, Father. And I pray that you will help us also to know when to qualify those around us, and when it's okay to say no, as Master Prophet spoke on the call in the teaching this morning, about when it's okay to say no, and be that discerning, Lord, with those around us, and to say no when it's not your best thing for us, and to stay focused, Father, and continue to guide us and direct us as and keep us with the connection with the ministry as well, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for favor. Thank you for your direction. And continue to prepare our hearts and minds for prophecology as well, for the season of new birth, Lord God, and breakthrough that you are preparing each one of us for. Help us to not be overwhelmed by any circumstances or distracted, Father, but again, to stay focused on you and your ways. Thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity we have to get the teachings that we have in the ministry, Lord God, and be a part of the globalization of the prophetic. Continue to give Master Prophet, Pastor Deborah, and the Company of Prophets wisdom, Lord, as well in decisions for going forward with the ministry as well, Father God. We thank you for expansion and favor, Lord, and for opportunities for each one of us that will bring us forward into the destinies and success that you have for each one, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the year of 2008 and that 8 representing new beginnings. I thank you for peace worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry, to being a yes to globalizing the prophetic, and for each and every one of us to be able to assist in that. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Barian and Mother Gladys Austin. I just thank you for the women of wisdom worldwide that continue to teach us. I thank you for our children, and I pray and thank you in advance for the hedge of protection. I thank you for the Jordan legacy, as well as every family represented on this line, their legacies. I thank you for fresh wind of wisdom. And I thank you for your word, the Bible. And I think that the anchor for our foundation in life, because success is truly serving you, Lord, and I thank you for that. I thank you for creating me, and I thank you for my family, and everyone on the prayer list, the sick and shut-in list. I thank you for their total healing, including myself, Lord, that we all can continually give you praise, honor, and glory in all that you do in our lives. And I thank you for the restoration you send for the devastated cities and countries, and just letting them know that your prophets are there in place to let them know who you are, and with a willing, open heart for them to receive who you are, Father. I thank you for all the guests that's on for the first time. May they learn much through this prayer call and come back again and again. Love, praise, and honor you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Amen. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you once again for allowing us to be able to come boldly before your throne and give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to enter into this new day and enter into this new year of January 1st, 2018, going into January 2nd. Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to give us the power to live, move, and have your very being. Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to have the Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan and his wife, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, for them to be able to teach us the way that they do. And so I thank you in advance for us being able to receive the knowledge, receive the wisdom, receive the teachings, and not only receive it, Lord, but apply it to our lives so that we will be able to come into a complete transformation. Lord, I thank you for the invention that is getting ready to take place in the lives of each and every person on this phone call. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be able to give you thanks. I thank you for allowing us to be able to create the way that we create, Lord. And it is because of you, Lord, that we're able to lift up our voices and give you praise. So as we continue to give you the praise, Lord, I thank you in advance for guiding us and directing us and leading us and protecting us. Thank you for your divine hedge of protection, and thank you for your abundant love. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this new year, 2018. God, thank you. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your loving kindness. Thank you for bringing us together again, God, on this new day, January 2nd. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, your provisions, God. And thank you for each and every person on the line. I ask you to bless them, God, in a mighty way. Bless those who are listening in. Bless them in their going and their coming, God. Strengthen their hands in this year. Give them new vision, God, a new purpose in life, God. Thank you for walking with us and talking with us and telling us that we're yours, God. Teach us even more, Lord, how to come even closer to you, how to listen in the stillness, because you said, be still and know that you are God. And thank you, God, for each and every prophet online, God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, God, and for allowing us to have this platform in which to come and pray, God. And I ask you to bless each and every prophet on the line. Bless their homes. Bless their families, God. Prosper them and give them peace, O Lord. And I thank you for my healing every day, God. And I thank you for the newness that's coming into my life. And God, I thank you for even my family, God. I ask you to bless them and strengthen them, protect them, God.
You gave me a word, Lord, that they would be saved, and I look for each and every one to be saved. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your goodness to me, oh God. I love you, Lord, and I bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Father, I thank you again for another day to come before you. I thank you for the unity that's on this line from every partner, from every prophet. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan. Father, I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, as ever Jordan. Father, I thank you for the vision. I thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family. I thank you for every legacy that is represented on this line. May no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, I claim victory in advance for every prayer that has been uttered on this line. Father, you are our source and you are our life. Father, we thank you for your son that said yes to all mankind so we could be here, right here and right now. I thank you for strength, healing, for growth, for transformation. Father, I thank you for covering our mothers, all the mothers around the world. I thank you for all the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the ministers, the deacon and deaconesses. Father, I thank you for the adjutant. Father, I thank you for the new men coming into the churches. Father, I thank you for your grace, your love, and I thank you for opportunities for everyone on this line to grow into a new person that you have ordained us all to become. Father, I thank you for your law, and I thank you for your light. Father, I thank you for the men and women that are serving the country so diligently, whether it's from the Navy, Air Force, Marines, or the Army. Father, keep their families at perfect peace, Lord. Father, world peace, I've always asked you for, Lord, because I know you're in control of all things. So, Lord, I thank you for family. I thank you for husband and wives. I thank you for the fledglings. I thank you for prophecology, Lord. I thank you for victory for 2018 for everyone that is on this line. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we just thank you that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may be vessels of honor, God. We thank you, Father God, for the mercies of God that supply us with daily benefits, God. We thank you, Father God, for the new, Father God, the new beginnings, God, that you are ushering into and that we're walking into, God. We thank you, Father God, that we have already decreed and declare, Father God, that every word that is spoken, that it is already so, it is already done, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we're walking by faith and not by sight, because the just shall live by faith, God. We thank you, Father God, for the many nations that are represented on this phone, God. We thank you, Father God, in the anticipation of your people, Father God. We thank you for the expectation and the excitement in the atmosphere, Father God, that every word, Father God, will come to pass, God. As we begin to pray, you said the effective prayers of the righteous avail as much, God. We thank you for the kingdom of God, Father God, shall surely come on earth as it is in heaven, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're preparing in us, Father God, the kingdom to come within us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're anchoring your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that all nations will rise and be one under God, Father God. We thank you that the gospel will be preached, Father God, in the four corners of the earth, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're using your vessels, God. You're using the vessels of honor, God, to begin to preach and deliver and teach the word, God. We thank you for instructions, God, and we thank you for new directions, God. We thank you, God, that you're centering our lives, God. And we thank you that we move and live and have all of your being, God, and that we move by your spirit. We thank you, Father God, that thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God, we ask that you give us this day our daily bread, God. And Father, we ask that every day we forgive our trespasses. You forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, God. Teach us to walk in victory, God, and teach us to walk in love, God. Teach us to be people of comfort, God, people of love, people of peace, God. Teach us, God, to walk, Father God, upright before you and to live in righteousness and holiness, God. We thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you for this new year, God. We thank you, Father God, for it is so, God, the things that we have already spoken and decreed and declared. We thank you that we're already walking in the victory of it, God. We thank you for every family represented on this line, God. We ask, God, that you bless their coming in, bless their coming out, and that you keep a hedge of protection around them, Father God. We thank you for Psalms 91, God, and that, Father God, though 1,000 fall on their side and 10,000 on their right, that no evil shall come near thy dwelling, God. We thank you, Father God, that you fortify us and that you keep us henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this new year that you're bringing us into, oh God, brought us into. We thank you, God, for favor, God, in this new year, God. We thank you, God, for completing things in this new year, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for mentoring our nation with thy wings of love. We thank you, God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting us press towards the mark of our high calling in you, dear Lord, in this new year, oh God. We thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for your patience. We thank you, God, that we may seek first thou kingdom and his righteousness, O God. And we thank you, God, that our highest ambition, Father God, be to know you more and filled to follow you in your footsteps. And we thank you, God, for being the fountain of light and love for us, O God. We thank you, God, for your marriages, keeping them holy, God. We thank you, God, for keeping them strong and deathless, O God. We thank you, God, for divine relationships, O God. We thank you, God, for business opening and business opportunities, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe, O God, wherever we may be, and giving us traveling mercies, God, by air, land, or sea, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting us be unstoppable, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for renew of strength. We thank you, God, for renew of energy. We thank you, God, for completion of things. We thank you, God, for the push. And we thank you, God, for all that you have to give us in this wonderful new year. We thank you, God, for the overflow, oh God, in your precious name, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the men, God. We thank you, God, for bringing forth your men with and to be in full maturity, God. Thank you, God, for letting them be hungry for you and for your word and to live right and upright with you, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord, for all that you have in their lives and what you have for them to come into, God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God, and whoever form against us, dear Lord, shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thank you, God, that you shall condemn, oh God. And thank you, God, because when you come, the enemy scatters. And we thank you, God, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for this your people. Then the Lord God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. By his power, God removes the powerful. Even if they have a high position, they cannot be sure of their lives. Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. I will remember your deeds, O Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago, and I will consider your works. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy unto us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer and every utterance that have been said on this call on this morning, Father. Father, we offer it up unto you, Father, because, Father, you are the God of our faith, Father. You are our all in all. Therefore, Father, we give your name the praise and thanks. And, Father, as we began to move about this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will bless this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Therefore, Father, we lift our voice up like a trumpet and give your name the praise and thanks, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that 2018 will be a year of great ideas, witty inventions, innovative ideas that will bring about your glory in this season. And Father, we'd be so kept to give your name the praise and honor as we move about this day, Father. We say yes to your will, yes to your purpose, yes to the allness that you have already ordained and destined for us to walk into. And we give you praise now and forever. Amen and amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, people of God. This has been tremendous. We are just excited and just so appreciative that Pastor has been able to spend this time of prayer with us. Amen. We celebrate her, and we're so grateful that she's been able to travel and rest and be replenished. Amen. And so we're just grateful, amen, for Archbishop allowing us to have this space, amen, of prayer. And we want to continue to pray for our leaders and to strengthen their hands that they may continue to do the work of the Lord without concern about the home front being in order. Amen. We will continue to be a yes. We will continue to stand, and we will continue to seek the face of the Lord. Amen and amen. Now for our announcements. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Amen. Also, we want you to consider texting a donation, a seed of thanksgiving, a seed of, Lord, thank you for another year. Amen. The 109, the 218, the 2018, whatever the Lord has blessed you with, amen, sow a seed, amen, of thanksgiving and celebrating this new year. You can text your donation to 646-762-0433. I know many were devastated those few nights that the conference call was interrupted and we didn't have access to this prayer call. Amen. We don't want to dial in and this call not be here. We want to keep this going. We want Archbishop to know that we are going to support these conference calls. Amen. So text your donation. Amen. And share a seed with the ministry. Amen. Prophecology is swiftly approaching, February 23rd through the 26th. You must register. Even if you're in the Book of the Month Club, you must register at www.prophecology.com, provide your itinerary and your other travel information, your roommate selection, etc., at this website. You must provide your registration information at this website ASAP. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio, every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. Join the Company of Prophets for a live conference call. Amen. The teachings have been absolutely powerful. And at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join Prophet Joshua Jordan, amen, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah. He has been teaching out of his heart. Amen. He's been doing a powerful and tremendous job, and we want to support that call. Amen. And once again, join our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, for another Midnight Cry every night, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And let this be the year that you make a commitment to invite someone to this call. We're in another year now, so it's time to double up. It's time to expand. It's time to stretch. It's time to double these numbers. Amen. we need to be having at least 200 people on these calls every night. If we're going to get to 1,000, we need to get past the 100 and 150 mark. Amen. Let's push. Post the number on your Facebook page. And please remember, when you're posting the call, that this is Pastor Deborah Jordan's prayer ministry. We are here to support Pastor. This is not Prophetess Darlene's call. This is not Prophetess Joyce's call. This is Pastor Deborah's call. We are here to undergird our leading lady. So we are not here self-promoting. I just needed to say that. So I don't want any confusion. This is Zoe Ministries. Amen. So post the phone number. Remember, we're joining Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And if any of us are leading the call, we are here in her stead, standing for, on behalf of. Amen. Let's be in order, people of God. Let's show right divine respect and right divine order. And the Lord will continue to bless what we're doing. Amen. And if that be all, have I missed anything?
No, I don't think so.
Prophetess Olivia, to give the website for if people are sick, to give the Prophetess Pastor Deborah's website so they can
thank you so much.
Thank you. There.
Yes. Submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. And that we may continue to cover and pray for your needs and pray for your families. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. And have a wonderful Monday, Tuesday. Today's Monday. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Amen. God bless you.
God bless everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good night.
Happy New Year.